I've never seen, you know, again, no one really talks about it except for, you know, Hannity or, I don't know, O'Reilly. And even O'Reilly's not that, isn't that kind of biting. Not even O'Reilly's. Hannity's really the only biting one. So you'll see things when you tune into Hannity. But other than him, nobody really points out how unbelievably insane, the Democrats, Hillary and Bernie, are pandering to black folk. Like, listen, and again, if, well, forget if, anything that Republicans say, they get attacked. I mean, imagine, anything Republicans say as far as immigration or things of that nature, they get attacked. Oh, they're pandering to this fringe. They're they're doing this and they're pandering to that and they're so forth and so on. And here is Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton creating ads. Creating ads that feature different Black Lives Matter. I guess you could call them Black Lives Matter. But they feature incidences that have happened in the last year. Rather, it's Sandra Bland. Is that her name? Bland? The woman that got pulled over by the white police officer. You know, we've got the white police officer. The woman got pulled over by the white police officer for wrong turn signal and then eventually was found dead in her cell. So you got her family member being part of an ad, being part of the campaign. And then you got Eric Gardner's family member being part of an ad, being part of a campaign. I mean, wow, talk about pandering. I mean, that's, wow. I mean, you can't get any, I mean, jeez, talk about brutal. It's like, what was Hillary and Bernie's people? Like, they're sitting there and they're like, okay, we need blacks. Okay, we need a lot of blacks. We need a lot of blacks. What do we do? I got it. Well, go ahead. Well, we should try to get one of those blacks that died. We should try to get one of their family members. Well, what do you mean? Well, we should, you know, get them to campaign with us. We could parade them around and say this type of stuff. And then we'll do an ad with them. Oh, that's genius. Who do we get? Well, you don't want the Michael Brown guy. Why not? Well, why not? Well, remember, that family member said, kill Whitey. What? What do you, well, something like that, sir. something, kill Whitey. Like, let's burn the place down. We don't want him. He's not a good one. No. How about the Garner guy? Which one? Dr. Gardner. The heavy sack guy. Oh, the fat guy. The fat guy. Yeah, yes, sir. The heavy set man that was selling sets. Yes, I know him. Okay, we could get family member of him. Yes, sir. Okay. Hey, wow. And Hillary Clinton is like, okay, who could we? And I might have the dead black person family. It might be Bland is with Hillary and Garner is with Sanders, or it might be reversed. I don't know. I can't keep track. It's like every day it's a new Black Panther, not Black Panther, but Black Panther. One day Bernie's with Al Sharpton, next day Hillary's with Al Sharpton, one day it's Eric Garner's family, next day it's Sandra Bland's. I just can't keep track. I can't keep track. And then they each outdo each other. They do. It's like, okay, all right, I got Al Sharpton. Oh, you got Al Sharpton? What? Well, okay. Well, I got Al Sharpton now. Okay, well, I got Eric Gardner's family member. All right, I have Sandra Bland's family member. Oh, okay. And then today, Hillary Clinton went all in, because I don't think Bernie Sanders can pull this one off. Hillary Clinton went all in. Okay, so you had, I got Al, you got Al. You got a dead black guy's relative. I got a dead black woman's relative. Okay. All right. I got you. Here you go. All in, Bernie. Try to top this. Today, Hillary was at a little, not town hall, but where she does the little meet and greets, and they put a bunch of people in the room. You know, they're all fugazis. It's all BS. And of course, a Mexican girl sitting in the front, and she raises her hand and she starts telling Hillary Clinton that her parents are illegal, and she's scared that they're going to deport them, and she's going to come home, they're going to be gone, and she starts crying. And of course, that's the cue, and Hillary motions her. It's like Santa Claus. She motions her, and the little Mexican girl walks over crying to Hillary, and Hillary puts her on her lap. She puts her on her lap. She hugs her and then puts her on her lap like she's Santa Claus. She's Mrs. Claus granting the little Mexican girl gifts. And she tells her, when I'm president, your parents will not be deported. That's your gift from Grandma Santa Claus. What would you like, little Latin girl? I don't want my illegal parents to be deported. You got it. I also want a Red Ryder BB gun. You'll shoot your Mexican eye out, kid. You'll be one-eyed Lopez. No. You'll be one-eyed Lopez. You can't be one-eyed Lopez. So I don't see how Bernie Sanders tops that. How do you top the crying Mexican girl? How do you top that? Seriously, how do you top the crying Mexican girl who doesn't want her illegal parents to be deported? Hillary Clinton beckons her. She walks over. Hillary hugs her. puts her on her lap and tells her, don't worry, mommy and poppy will not be deported. There. Hillary went all in. She's the gambler. She's Kenny Rogers. It was all done. She it was it. You know she looked at Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin was in the background. She kind of gave Huma that look like, nailed it. Finn nailed this. Tell Bernie to top that. You know, Bernie, they're like, damn. Oh, God. What do we do? Bernie's like, I know. Leprosy. Let's go to a leper colony. They're like, what? A leper colony. Lepers. There's got to be lepers. What? Lepers? Lepers. Leprosy. Where's the lepers? No, Bernie, no. That's not a big... not a big constituent. We lepers. Who the hell cares? Wait, leprosy. You know, leprosy. People get leprosy. The skin falls off. Okay, Bernie. That's that. We got to do something. Al Sharpton. We're trading back and forth. The black. And she pulls the Mexican girl. What do we do? Ah, I know. I know what we do. We need some of them Muslim people. We need what does he do? He lost. He lost. Black for black. Black for black. And then you get trumped with the crying Mexican girl. What do you do? Bernie lost it. Sorry, Bernie. You got burned. You got burned. What are you going to do? He burned. All right, listen, we're going to take a break real quick. Here's the thing. Let me smarten you up here a little, guys.